Okay. Yes. Let's look at our scripture today. The importance of baptism. Okay, how many of you have been baptized? Raise your hand if you have been baptized. Raise your hand if you have been baptized, right? Alright. Okay. Okay, I'm not talking about infant baptism. I'm talking about you're baptized when you're an adult with good conscience. Raise your hand. Alright. Very good. Very good. So those of you who didn't raise your hand, you need to get baptism. Okay? All right, and some of you may get the baptism sprinkling, right? You know the sprinkling, right? Giving the water like sprinkling, not real immersion. So if you got sprinkling, I want to encourage you to think again, okay? Because biblical baptism, it should be immersion, and which I always explain. Okay, so there's no sprinkling actually in the Bible. We want to follow the Bible holistically, faithfully, even on small little things. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are interested in the Bible, being a biblical church, following Christ, following the Bible. Right? Amen?
Amen.
Yes, not denomination or anything else. Okay, so let's look at our first scripture, Acts chapter 2, 38. Okay, let's read it together. Begin. And Peter said to them, "Repent, and each one of you be baptized
upon the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness
of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Amen, amen. Oh, amen. How many of you want to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? Yeah? Yeah? I'm sure everybody wants to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, right? Right? Hallelujah. And there's a way to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. How do we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? Bible says, repent. First thing is, repent. Everybody say, repent.
Repent.
Tell somebody, repent.
Repent.
Brother or sister, repent.
Repent.
You know the word repent is actually a good news. It's a gospel. This verse is gospel. We know that, right? To receive the Holy Spirit, first thing, first qualification is repent. Repent means what? Repent does not mean sharing tears. Just because you are in the service and hearing the message, you cry, that doesn't mean you repent. Repent does not mean some kind of feeling, emotion. Oh, you felt good, or you feel sad, or you feel relief. It has nothing to do with your emotion. Okay? Repent, metanoia in Greek word, means change of mind. Change of mind. Okay? I thought this way, my way, but I'm changing my way to God's way. My plan to God's plan. Plan A to plan B. Amen?
Amen.
So when you change your mind to God's way, to Bible way, you are repenting. Today, I pray that you will repent. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh, to receive the Holy gift of the Holy Spirit, this is talking about salvation. It's talking about eternal life. To have the eternal life, first we need to repent. Change of our mind, right? Okay, so repent, but repent is not enough. Right? Look at the Bible. Bible says, repent and. There's a word, and. So repent is not enough to have eternal life. You have to be baptized. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Bible says, repent and be baptized upon the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, we need to be baptized into the name of Jesus Christ. There's a power when we are baptized into the name of Jesus Christ, because that name is the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We call it Triune God. Jesus is the perfect name for the Triune God. So many people think differently. Oh, what's the Father's name? Father. What's the Son's name? Jesus. What's the Spirit's name? Holy Spirit's name? Spirit. No. Father's name is? It's Jesus. Son's name is? Jesus. Holy Spirit's name is? Jesus. If you have doubt about this, come to me after service. I cannot explain this now. I don't have time for it. Huh? Remember what Jesus says? If you have seen me, you have seen my
Father.
So Jesus and Father, they are one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, Father said to Gabriel, the angel, go and name him. Name him Jesus. Give the name Jesus. That name was his name, God's name, and God gave, Father gave to Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do you know Jesus' name is Jehovah Savior? Jehovah is Savior. That's Jesus. Jehovah is Savior. Christ means what? The Anointed One. So Jesus Christ means Jehovah. Jehovah is Savior, is Anointed. That's the full name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah!
Amen.
What a wonderful name we have!
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So be baptized upon the name. That name is very important. So we need to be baptized into the triune name, which is the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about baptism today. Very, very important topic in the Bible. Okay? Oh, there are many missing today. I pray that they will have a chance to listen to today's message as well. What happened to brother here? The two brothers here. Morris and Tony. Hmm? They got raptured? They got raptured. They were here, right? Next time, when you're going to leave in the between or do something, don't sit in the front because that's what's going to happen. I spot them and they're not here. If you sit in the back and you go, I cannot. It's better. Anyway. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Mark 16:16. Now this verse, I'm going to try to explain to you. This is the main verse today, okay? Alright, Mark 16:16. Are you ready?
Ready?
Are you ready?
Ready?
No, you're not ready. You're affected by the weather, the heat. Are you ready?
Yes!
Read together, one voice, begin.
He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned.
Amen. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Now, many pastors want to change this verse like this. He who believes will be saved and baptized. Does this make sense? More normal, isn't it? I said it again. He who believes will be saved and he will be baptized. Does this sound more natural? Right? Right? Right, brother? So many pastors and teachers of the Bible, they probably want to preach it that way. You believe, you're going to be saved, and then you baptize. Right? But don't change the Bible. Bible says, don't add or subtract from the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to be faithful to the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says, read it again. Begin. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he who does not believe shall be
condemned.
So if you don't believe, my friends, if you don't believe, Bible says, shall be condemned. Already condemned. If you are in the world, you are already condemned. I'm gonna share with you today about the world. Okay? Because here, believe and baptize, you'll be saved. That word saved is meaning, that means that we are going to be saved from the world. This word salvation here is not talking about eternal life. Remember 2 weeks ago, I shared about judicial redemption and organic salvation. Remember? The moment you receive Jesus Christ, that's called judicial redemption. You've been redeemed. You've been bought by the blood of Jesus. That doesn't mean you are saved. In the Bible, the words are different. Salvation, redemption is different. Regeneration, salvation is different. Don't get confused. Just because you received Jesus Christ, that doesn't mean you are saved. No, you are redeemed. You are regenerated in your spirit, but not yet saved. When do you get saved? When you receive baptism. That's what it's saying here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let me explain from the diagram here. Can you see, Sister Eunice? You can see it? You have very good eyesight. So we know, we're talking about today, the importance of the baptism. Alright? We see the Egypt. Israelite typifies the church, the people of God. In the Old Testament, Israelite is the people of God, the church, right? In the New Testament, we are the Israelites. We are the spiritual Israel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In Christ, there is no Greek or Jew or Gentile. In Christ, there's only one new man.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus. And we are all in Jesus now. We are brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So in Egypt, the Israelites, the people of God, they were in Egypt. Right? They were in Egypt means they were bondage by Egypt, meaning they were bondage in the world by Pharaoh, by sister, you're from Egypt. Yes. Pharaoh. You're from Egypt. But I'm not talking about physical Egypt here, okay? I'm talking about spiritual. Amen? Don't get personal, alright? So Egypt here means, spiritually speaking, it's the world. Okay? And Pharaoh, King Pharaoh at that time, was typified as Satan, the enemy. Okay? Because the Israelites were under the bondage of Pharaoh. Am I right?
Yeah.
So God said to Pharaoh, to Moses, release my people so they can worship me. Pharaoh won't release the Israelites. Right? Anyway, so the last judgment was to kill all the firstborn son. So there's a spirit of death hovering, going over Egypt, right? On the day of Passover. That's why it's called Passover. The spirit of death going to Ija's house to kill, right? To kill firstborn son. And then if the spirit of death sees the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, this spirit passes over. Going to Toki's house now. Where is the blood? Okay, there's the blood of the lamb. Passover. No blood of the lamb. What's going to happen? We'll kill. Do you understand? That was the last judgment. So, the Passover, they experienced the Passover, right? So, they experienced the Passover. So, this Passover signifies they ate the lamb. This lamb signifies Jesus Christ, right? So they ate the lamb, meaning in the New Testament term, we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord Savior. The moment we say, oh Lord Jesus, we receive Jesus, guess what? You are born anew. You are born anew, regenerated, but not yet saved. Why? You are still in Egypt. You are still in the world. Under the rulership of Pharaoh. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
So, although you experience the Passover, the redemption, but you have not been saved from Egypt. So the Israelites, they had to eat the lamb quickly. Remember the Bible?
Yeah.
Right, going back to Passover, Exodus chapter 12. You read, right? They had to eat fast, quickly, in the midnight. Hey, Jesus Christ will come back in the midnight, right? When everybody's asleep, right? Bible says, be awake! Alright. So, they had to eat Jesus at the lamb quickly, and then they had to come out. Everybody say, come out.
Come out.
Come on, say, come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
This is a wonderful gospel. Come out. This is a wonderful gospel. Amazing. We need to come out. We need to come out of our own self. We need to come out of Egypt.
Amen.
Good that you came out of Egypt. We need to come out of spiritually. We need to come out of the world. Talk to somebody. Come out of the world.
Come out of the world.
Have you been baptized? Have you been baptized? If you have not baptized, you are still in the world, you are still in Egypt. You are still under Pharaoh, under Satan. Okay, okay, listen to me now. I am busy now, I am busy because I have a lot of things to cover. So let's move on now. Okay, so Bible says, believe and baptize, you'll be saved, right? So the baptism in the Old Testament, the Red Sea, they crossed the Red Sea. This Israelite, they crossed. They crossed this. This is the Red Sea, right? So when they crossed the Red Sea, what happened? All the Egyptians, the soldiers, they were following, right? They were following. And this Red Sea here, that's this sea. And this, what do you call it? This parted? I don't know how. But they went under, right? They under the water because the water is seeded, divided, right? So Israelite went to under the water. Under the water, amen?
Amen?
So that's why sprinkling doesn't count. You have to go under the water. Amen?
Amen.
Under the water. This water signifies death. Remember, the whole world was covered by the water. Remember?
Yeah.
Genesis chapter 1. It was covered by the water. Third day, the land came out above the water. The land signifies life, because all the life come out from the land, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, right? Third day, He rose again from the dead. You see?
Yeah.
So, praise the Lord that we are living on the land, that we are living on Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So, we have to go under the water, okay? We have to go under the water, meaning we have to be crucified with Christ. We need to be dead with Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to die with Christ, but we need to come out. We need to immerse. There are two key words here. We must immerse into the water, and we must emerge out of it. Everybody say immerse.
Immerse.
Into.
Into.
That's the water. Okay? All right? But Christ died for us, so immerse into. We died together with Christ. We were included in His death. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's baptism, right? But not only we die with Christ, we need to rise again with Christ. We need to rise again with Christ together. Meaning, we need to experience the resurrection. We need to emerge from it. So immerse. Emerge. Don't get confused. Sounds a similar pronunciation, right? Immerse. Emerge. Everybody say, immerse.
Emerge.
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 Okay. The time of Noah, God was very mad and He destroyed the whole world with flood. Water. Right? Death. So, everybody was baptized in a way. You understand? Everybody in that Noah's time, everybody was baptized. They went under the water. But only 8 people came out of it. They emerged out of it. This means that you are children of God. This means you are saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But I believe so many people, they emerged. There's so many people, they have not even emerged. They only ate the lamb, they accept Jesus, but they're still in the world. Still in the world, they're still enjoying the world. What about the world? What about the world? Huh? Brothers, let's be honest. Is this world we're living in, is this world tempting or not tempting? Huh? Very tempting, isn't it? Who said very tempting? Yes. You are facing it, huh? You are experiencing it, huh? This world is very tempting, isn't it? This world has to do with power, especially brothers. Who does not like power? This world has to do with power. This world has to do with money. Who does not like money? Raise your hand. This world has to do with the pleasures. So many different pleasures of the world, right? And even in Korea, there is a dance club. there, I'm not going to mention it because we might go there. But there's a, I heard there are many dance club there, and many foreigners go there. There are so many pleasures in this world that Satan will give it to you. Huh? Someone illustrated this way. The difference between sin and the world. Which one is stronger, do you think? Sin and world. Huh? Which one is more stronger? Okay, illustrate this way. I have a white t-shirt. Sin is like a black ink spotted here. So black ink spotted in a white t-shirt, it will be visible, right? So you will just try to erase it. That's a sin. But world is white t-shirt and colorful. With colors. You understand? Mess it up with colors. Some kind of drawings. And you would say, ha! It's messing up my white t-shirt! But you know what, actually? Oh, very colorful. Very beautiful. Maybe I should just keep it. So the world is much, much harder to forsake it. To renounce it. Do you agree? Hey, brothers and sisters. Today is a good news. Bible says, believe and baptize. Not only you eat the lamb on the Passover, you must hurry up. After you eat the lamb, you have to hurry to cross the Red Sea. Because the Egypt, the soldiers are following you. The world is following you. Hello? The Pharaoh is going after you. Satan is going after you. Just because you received Jesus Christ, that doesn't mean everything's going to be okay, right? Listen, when you experience a Passover, you have to come out of it. That's why you have to eat the lamb quickly and come out of it. Amen? Amen. And you have to eat with bitter herbs. That's repentance. We talked about repentance, right? You need to repent and eat the lamb and quickly and then come out of it and cross the Red Sea. When you cross the Red Sea, this is a baptism, this is what's going to happen. When you receive the baptism, the Egyptian soldiers, and they would die here in the Red Sea. Remember, you saw the movie, right? They died. They were following, and after Israelites finishing crossing the Red Sea, came over, right? What was divided, it came over, and then they killed all the Egyptian soldiers. This is the story of Israel, Moses, right? Yeah, you know. Brother, you know, you're smart. You saw that, right? So what happened when you are baptized? The world will be terminated. You will be terminated. You will cross the bridge and you will be on the other side. Once you cross the Red Sea, you are going to be here, other side, right? You're not going to be in the world any longer. Do you understand? You are other side. This is the other side. This is the Egypt. This is the world. When you're baptized, you're no longer going to be here. You're going to be here in the desert, living a corporate life, the body life, church life. Church life starts here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you believe Jesus Christ, you accept Jesus Christ and not been baptized, you're not saved yet. You have been redeemed. If you die, you go to heaven, but not saved from the world. So I pray, whoever not been baptized, you will baptize this opportunity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, any Christian who have not been baptized in a proper way, they need to be baptized. So because the moment you baptize properly, the world will be terminated. Hallelujah. You will be baptized into the name of Triumph God, and you will overcome the world.
Amen.
We are living in the last days, and the world is full of these pleasures and money and power. Right? This woman, this all this, right? You know what I'm talking about? Oh, we need sevenfold spirit, intensified spirit. And the first thing to do is to cross over the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Who is ready to cross the Red Sea? Who is ready? If you have been baptized, listen, you have been crossed the Red Sea already. Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen? Now, repeat after me. Before baptism.
Before baptism.
After baptism.
After baptism.
There are two baptisms you have to remember. Before baptism, after baptism. Before baptism, you have to remember. You have to see yourself. You are already dead with Christ. Therefore, you need to be buried. This baptism means you bury yourself. Because you have been crucified with Christ on the cross the moment you believe in Him. Do you get me? So you are already dead. Before baptism, you received this God. The moment you eat the lamb, you are already dead with Him. Hallelujah! Amen. This is the gospel. You gotta believe this. You are already dead with Christ. But now, you need to be buried. But some people, they receive baptism not believing they're dead. Actually, they're not dead. When you bury somebody who's not dead, who's very alive, what's going to happen? When you are alive, I bury you. What's going to happen? You're going to scream and yell, right? And you're going to try to beat me, right? And you're going to come back again, right? Hey, I'm not dead yet. You wait until I'm dead. You know what I'm talking about? Huh? Hey, church, brothers and sisters, listen up. Righteous shall live by faith alone. Amen. Amen. The moment you receive Jesus Christ, you are dead with Christ. Amen. The Bible says, I have been crucified with Christ. Jesus died on the cross for your sin, for my sin. Our sin has been crucified, right? So you have to see yourself, you are already dead. The moment you see yourself already dead by faith, you take it, and then you need to see the need of the baptism, which is a barrier. And you cannot bury yourself, right? Raise your hand if you can bury yourself. Oh, you can bury yourself only if you are alive. But that doesn't mean you cannot bury yourself when you're alive, right? That's crazy. You can only bury yourself when you're dead. So praise the Lord. If you believe that Jesus Christ has crucified you on the cross together, then you are ready to be buried. And you are ready to be buried by others. That's why we are here. So two Sundays after, we're going to have baptism. Some brothers are going to bury you. Not only pastors should do the baptism. I don't agree with that. Think about on the day of Pentecost, right? 5,000 repents, right? Do you think Peter baptized all those 5,000 people? Peter and the apostles? Huh? Yeah? No. All those believers can baptize. Hallelujah. Matthew 28:19-20 says, right? Go into the whole world and baptize them in the name of the Father and Son and the right? Holy Ghost, right? So Jesus was talking to who? Only apostles? No, He was talking to all the believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are a believer, you have mandation. You have commission to go out to preach the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I think it's better. Anybody who leads one person to Christ and who shepherd them, disciple them, they should get baptized. Oh, Lord Jesus. So, this is a barrier. This is an act of buried. You have to be buried. You have to be buried, right? By others. So when you are buried, now listen up. When you are buried, after baptism, what happened? After baptism, you have to realize that you are in the resurrection. Therefore, you must serve God today. Hallelujah. Before baptism, you have to see yourself already dead in Christ. And therefore, you need to be buried by others. That's baptism. After baptism, you receive the baptism somewhere, right? Loud of you, right? After baptism, you have to remind yourself, hey, I am in the resurrection power. I am in the life of resurrection. Already death is finished. Hallelujah. I'm in the resurrection, and I'm ready to serve the Lord. So you have to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a privilege. Amen.
Amen.
After believing Jesus Christ for many years, you're not serving. Hey, there's something wrong. You can serve the Lord, and that's a privilege. Hallelujah. And there's so many ways to serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, so this here, I put manna here. Hey, manna. You know what, manna? You don't work for it, right? You just here. You just eat because God sends the manna here, right? So I would call it, this is a Sunday Christian. Because you just come to church on Sunday and you eat manna. You not work for it. Isn't it? It's a free. It's a gift. But we need to pass this 40 years. Number four is training. We must go through training. After you are being baptized, buried, now you're ready for the training. Hallelujah. Amen. Say that, I'm ready for training. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready for training?
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
That's what small group is all about. That's what TLS is all about at this church. So after the training, hey, you have to cross the Jordan River. This is a commitment. Oh, the higher commitment, right? This is a water baptism. This is a spirit baptism. Now, you commit yourself to the Lord, to be one with Him. And then you enter the promised land. Here, you enjoy milk and honey. All right? You are in your spirit. This promised land, it means that you are in your spirit. Okay. Let me go back to the world here. Sorry, brothers. Okay, let me go back here. Now, my intention of this message is that we are fully aware of the world and that we need to come out of it. If you have been baptized 10 years ago and you still are in the world, then something is wrong. You have not aware of the true meaning of baptism. Therefore, you need to pray, right? Seriously pray about this now. So, we need to come out of the world. Amen? Baptism means we come out of the world and we let other people bury us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's talk about the world. There are four concepts, right? In the outline. But you don't have the outline. Okay, let's read that. Number one, begin. The world is condemned. Everybody say, come on, read it together. Number one, begin.
The world is condemned in the eyes of God.
Okay, no. One at a time. Did you know that if you are in the world, you are already condemned? According to the eyes of God, the world belongs to Satan. Do you understand? Who is the ruler of this world? We know that. The Satan, right? The principalities, the authority in the air. The prince of the air is talking about the world. The whole world is under Satan. So the world is already condemned. Now, you don't have to be punished. As long as you are in the world, you are already condemned. Do you understand this? So baptism means that we need to come out from the world. Hallelujah. Okay, number two. The world lies in the evil one. We were talking about, right? The evil one, it lies in the evil one. Number two. Number three. The world has crucified the Lord Jesus. Right? Number four? Oh, what happened? The world is at enmity with God. It's God's enemy. So, brothers and sisters, if anyone is in the world, he or she is already condemned, is already enemy of God. So God is calling us to come out of the world. Oh, the world is going right now, right, to the eternal fire, the lake of fire. The whole world is going toward the eternal fire. And God is calling His people to come out of it. Know the true meaning of baptism. There's an urgency for the true meaning of baptism, and we need to be baptized and terminate the world. Terminate ourselves. Hallelujah. The moment we baptize, we need to tell the world. We need to declare and say, hey, enemy, hey, Satan, I'm finished. Everybody say, hey, Satan.
Hey, Satan.
Did you know that?
I'm already finished.
Myself is terminated. Don't mess up with me anymore. Because I'm terminated. I'm finished with you. I'm on the other side. I'm not under you. I'm on the other side. I crossed the bridge. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah! Amen. That's why when you baptize, the Satan will be finished.
Amen.
Although he will try to mess up with you sometimes, time to time, to tempt you. But you are, you have the authority, you have power to say, hey, I'm finished with you. Remember the baptism? You go back to the moment you're baptized. That's why you should have a picture of baptism. I encourage you. And put it on somewhere you can see.
Yeah.
And write the word there. I am terminated. 2017, December, what time? You understand. You can always go back to that, right? Hey, Satan, look, I'm terminated. When anger is about to come up, anger is coming, what? What are you going to do? Huh? Anger, you gotta speak to anger. Anger, I am finished. Why this anger? Who are you? I am finished already. I am buried here. Why? this anger, you, Satan, go! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
When lust comes, say, hey, lust, who are you? I am terminated. I'm finished. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We can talk, right? Words of testimony. Remember Revelation 12:11? We overcome the enemy with three things. Through the blood of Jesus, and that's Passover, right? And through the words of testimony. That's baptism. We can say, after baptism, we can say, words of testimony. Hey, Satan, watch out. You don't know what you're doing. I'm crucified with Christ. I'm buried with Christ. And I rose again from the dead.
Amen.
And I'm in the power of resurrection.
Amen.
And not only that, I'm in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Words of testimony. Satan will realize, how? I should not mess up with this brother. He knows what he's saying. Words of testimony. We overcome the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, today we need to be terminated from the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, there's an amazing thing in the world. Do you know what's an amazing thing in the world? This is an amazing thing. The attitude of Judaism, Hinduism, and Islam toward baptism. Do you know? The Hinduism, Judaism, and Islam, as long as you believe in Jesus Christ personally, you're okay. They will not persecute you. But the moment you baptize, you receive baptism, they will persecute you. They will find you. They'll put you in your prison, and they will even kill you, right? Am I right? This is an amazing thing. You see, Satan will spot you. He will know when you baptize. They will know. If you're not baptized, you are regenerated. Your spirit has been regenerated. But you are still in the world, not saved yet. And you are just Satan's toy. And we don't want that. Oh, we want to receive the baptism, and we want to finish with Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And live victoriously. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, so we must go through the water. Okay, we must go through the water. You and I, we must be different from the world because we have already renounced our former position. You know what? The baptism is all about position. Where are you? It doesn't matter about... Listen. Okay? It's all about your position. Where are you? It doesn't matter what you do, how you do. Do you understand? Eventually, we believe and we want our conduct to be changed, right? But it's not about conduct. Listen, that's a religion. Religion always focuses on conduct. But we focus on our faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The life of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The question is, where are you? Are you here or are you here? Or are you here? Are you in the flesh? Are you in your soul? Or are you in your spirit? Oh, Bible says in John chapter 4, verse 24, God is spirit. Worshippers must worship in spirit. Hallelujah. When you worship here, God will receive it. But when you worship here, no way, you're still in the world. Oh, Lord Jesus, may God open our eyes. Amen. So baptism means we need to come out from the world. Amen. Oh, we need to come out. Amen.
Amen.
Romans 6:3 now. Let's look at that. Romans 6:3. Okay, do you have that? Romans 6:3. Okay, next. Let's go to the next slide. Okay, Romans 6:3. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. Roman next. Okay, ready? Okay, begin.
For I am your head, all the rest of the land in that Christ.
Okay. This is, are you ignorant? Right? The Apostle Paul is saying, are you ignorant that all of us who have been already baptized, right, into Christ, Jesus, have been baptized into his death? So, people are being baptized and they're still ignorant of the meaning of baptism, right? Are you ignorant? It's the Apostle Paul is saying. So God is telling us, to all of us today, hey, you're baptized? Didn't you know that you're baptized into his death? You're dead already, hallelujah. And you are buried with Christ, with Christ, hallelujah. Amen? Would you repeat after me? Let's declare this together. In Christ.
In Christ.
Say it again. I am in Christ.
I am in Christ.
Okay, I'm sorry. Say again. By faith.
By faith.
I'm in Christ.
I'm in Christ.
I have been crucified.
I have been crucified.
Together with Christ.
Together with Christ.
And I have been buried with Christ.
I have been buried with Christ.
And I rose again from the dead with Christ.
And I rose again from the dead with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe this, oh, there's wonderful things going to happen in your life.
Amen.
You are start going to live in the spirit, in the life of resurrection. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, the great gospel means I am dead. Hey, there's a great gospel, right? Christ is dead. Dead. He died. Christ died.
Amen.
That's a great gospel, isn't it? The Son of God, the Son of Man, Jesus died on the cross. That's a great gospel. But there, it's another great gospel means that I am also dead. I'm still alive here. What are you talking about? Oh, no. By faith, you are already dead with Christ. And this is what baptism is all about. Oh, Lord Jesus, can we confess together? I am dead.
I am dead.
Talk to somebody. You are dead person.
You are dead.
You are dead person. Oh, it's a good news. You and I, we are dead in Christ. In Christ! Only in Christ!
Amen.
Outside Christ, we are very much alive. You know, some people might say, hey, PJ, you don't know who I am. I am a terrible person to deal with. Oh, you don't know who I am. I am an impossible person. Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus crucified the flesh. Hallelujah. He crucified the flesh on the cross. And for him, there is no impossible. Everything is possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, righteous shall live by faith. Where is your faith? Brother Marco, are you ready for baptism? You want to come out of the world? Huh? Your flesh might say, hey, I am enjoying the world. Oh, I enjoy the world too much. I don't know if I'm ready for baptism. But your spirit says, no, I'm terminated. I'm finished in the world. I need to come out. I love Jesus. There's going to be a spiritual battle during the week. The moment you say, I want to be baptized, there's going to be a spiritual battle. But I believe through the power of resurrection, you will overcome.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, listen. I want to give you some illustration. Okay, to understand this thoroughly, okay? There was a news. A long time ago, it was a headline news. One person, three lives. A woman was murdered by a murderer. She was killed. And when she died, there was one person, right? But three lives died because she was pregnant. And a twin, it was twin. Now, that murderer killed one person, not three lives, right? Only killed one person. But then it ended up killing three lives. Why? Twin, the babies were in mother's womb. Two babies were included in mother's womb. Likewise, one person died on the cross. Millions of lives were included. Do you get this? Oh, hallelujah! When he died, you died. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because you believe. The moment you believe, you are included in Christ. Look at this. 1 Corinthians 1:30. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Huh? Go ahead. Next verse. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, No, never mind. It says this. Of him, you are in Christ Jesus. Bible says, you are in Christ Jesus. The moment you believe, you have to realize you are in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Say this, I am in Christ Jesus.
I am in Christ Jesus.
Therefore, I am dead with Christ.
Therefore,
and I need to be buried.
Amen.
Through baptism. Are you ready for baptism? That's what baptism is all about. Oh, Lord Jesus. What do you think, my friend? So, Praise the Lord, we ate the lamb. Praise the Lord for this. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. By faith, we crossed the Red Sea through water baptism. We are buried. Amen.
Amen.
But not only buried, we crossed, we finished the Red Sea, right? The Israelites were alive, resurrected, emerged, came out of the water. And they started church life. Praise the Lord. Training. Right? And the Joshua's generation, they have entered the promised land. This is God's picture for baptism. Baptism is to build a church, is to build the body of Christ. Only through baptism you can what? Start the church life. Build a church. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
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 Who's ready for the baptism? Huh? Who's ready? Oh, you want to be baptized, brother? He raised his hand. Praise the Lord. Oh, you want to be baptized?
Whoa.
Praise the Lord. Raise your hand, raise your hand. Proudly raise your hand. Put your hands up. You want to be baptized? Wow, look, see. No, put your hands up. Now you want to be baptized. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you want to be baptized?
Amen.
Live a new life. As a family, as a couple. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Wonderful. Did you enjoy it, Pastor?
Yes.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Next Sunday, brothers, sisters, this is part one. As I prepared the baptism message, I was blessed. And I came to more clarity. And I realized how important this baptism is. Because the moment we baptize with this right truth, the meaning of baptism, your life will be changed. Your life will be transformed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are going to be different. Because the more baptized people, believers come, the more we'll build the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next Sunday will be part two. Don't miss it. Because next Sunday, I'm going to explore the word into. We were baptized into his death, into Christ, okay? Into his name, and into the body. Those four things I'm going to explore to you next Sunday. Don't miss it. I feel pity with these two brothers here. They're not here. They must listen. All members need to listen to this message. Today's and next Sunday's. Okay? Alright? And for those who want to be baptized, I will spend, since there are some few, I will meet you in the middle room. Okay? And it will be a very short meeting. It will not be too long. Because you are already educated today through the message. Okay, as long as you're here today and tomorrow, you're ready. Praise the Lord.
Amen.